Hi, thanks for listening to my podcast. Okay, here we go. So today we're going to be talking about the music and communication of the Vietnam War. In the 1900s, the U.S. Army went to the Vietnam War to fight for our country. This changed people's perspectives on things. And some of these people were considered music protesters. These music protesters wanted to change the way that people thought about the war. They wanted people to realize that fighting and violence wasn't going to solve anything. And that's what they did. So basically what they did was they played music and protested to share that, violence isn't the key. Violence isn't going to solve anything. So some artists they listened to were Beatles, Nancy Sinatra, Marty Robinson, and The Temptations. Those are just some of the great artists they listened to. We know these artists today because, as I'll get into, it talks about the everlasting impacts, such as like us knowing these songs nowadays and us passing it on to the next generation, such as our kids, just as our parents' parents did for them. And they also made people realize that during this time, not just people that weren't in war, but people that were part of the protesters, that violence wasn't going to solve anything and violence needed to be stopped. So people just want to share that everybody was like equal and nobody should be fighting. And one song that was really big back then was Born in the USA. I bet we all know that, but that song was pretty big. And some music genres they listened to were like soul, rock, R&B, etc., And they like just wanted to share that people should come together instead of fighting and be okay with each other. And just like some background that was going on during this time was like the US was going to war with Vietnam, and that, a lot of people didn't really like that. So they wanted to be happy. And that's mostly it. But thanks for listening.